friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim and the Sugya of Choyv Shel Ribis, Kinyan of the Ribis, and the Gedarim of the Ovid Loi Mahani. Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have already seen Niflos Mitoras Hashem! Super exciting. This is the fourth Shi'ur, I don't know if I mentioned that. And this is again based on the Torah of Maran, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We've been going through for years, we've been going through his Torahs. And they are spectacular. So now we will continue the train of thought. The Tumim in Simon Samach Zayin, Sif Kotten Chof Hei, asks on the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph, that Yisayimim Kitanim ain't Tzarichim Pruzbul, that Yisayimim Kitanim don't require a Pruzbul. Why not? Because Ragamliel Tavian Shal Yisayimim, and Memela, it's already, it's not their own person alone, it's already taken care of by the Beis Din. So Frek the Tumim, what do you need to come on to this reason of Rabbi Gamliel being Aviyam Shal Yisayimim? Haloi Belav Ochi Loba Yisayimim Kitanim Klal Pruzbul. Yisayimim Kitanim don't require a Pruzbul at all? Why not? Because they're not mitzvah people. They're not chayiv in mitzvahs. Who's chayiv to do a Pruzbul? People who are chayiv in mitzvahs. But they're not chayiv in mitzvahs. If you hold that it's only Isser Ribis, but it's not Mammon, that Mammon is Dik, you're Chayiv the Ribis, and it's only in the world of Isser that you're not allowed to pay Ribis, impose Ribis. So then, Ma'ata Rotze Me'achayim Shal Aktanim? They're not B'nei Av, B'nei Av in Mitzvah, V'kod in Orchon V'elso Ein B'ez M'shum La'afrishoy. V'afilu Mislo B'yadayim Shoy B'ez M'shviyas B'zman Az Yashen V'el Amid Rabbonon. L'shit Sarash Bo. So even to give him beyadayim, b'sur shvius b'zman hazeh, it's mutter because only midrabbanon according to the Rashba, who holds that by isurei derabbanon there's no problem of los achilum. So it's pashut that the yasum can collect his the yasum can collect the ribis. Because they're not b'nei me'ovid mitzvah ninu. They don't have to do mitzvahs, so what's the problem? Why do you need to say the only reason they can collect it is because of Rabban Gamliel Aviyam Shal Yisayim? They don't need a principle. It's only derabbanan, and we don't have to bother with them. Katan oichon levelos ain bezim mitzuvin lafrisho, and even the mitzvah lebi adayim is mutter and derabbanan according to the Rashba. So what's the problem with ketanim? So one can argue that even though they're putter from canceling the loan, but Shvius is Afkasa de Malka. God canceled the loan. And therefore you need to do the Pruzbul. However, this doesn't shtim with the Yechayim and the Din of Shemitah's Ksofim. Shekol Zman Shelo Shemitu Malve Chayev Alova Lefroa. That until the Malve canceled the Chov, the Lova has to pay it. He can't withhold the money that he owes. Rather, he has to go to the Beis Din and send them an invitation to the Beis Din, send the Malvin invitation, and then say to the Beis Din, make this dude cancel the loan. The famous Shitas HaYireim that we've spoken about in other contexts. So since there's a Chov, And on Ketanim, we don't have mitzvahs and isurim. So they should be able to collect without a prizbul. That's the kasha. So it would appear that even though the chov isn't nifka, there's still a chov. Nevertheless, since it says lo yigos, mitzad the klal of yavid lo imahani, that we explain the pasuk to mean, as we talked about in previous shiurim, not only is it aser, but it's also not even permitted. It's not only that you may not do it, but you can't. Not only that it's forbidden to do, but you are not even able to do it. That's what lo yigos means. Lo matzi le me'avad. So we explain pshat in the pasuk. Not only is it aser lo ligos, not only is it aser for him to demand the money back, but he's not even able to do it. In other words, his tviya is not an effective tviya, and he's not a baal din to be toveya, even though it's a chov gomer and the lev is chayev lefroa. But the malvis tviya is not a tviya. And we find such a chov that a malva has no schus tviya, where he makes a tinai shelo yitbeenu. Ayim Rambam beperek tes milchus shmita alocha tes. Ayim shom bekesef mishnah b'shem amari kurkus, who writes that he can't be toivea him. He makes a tinai that there's going to be no tviya. You can't do the tviya, but there's still a chov, and he has to be poirea the chov lotzis yidei shamayim. He has to pay the chov lotzis yidei shamayim. Vim yitfois ha-malve mishel aloi v'yochol likos ochob z'chov. If the malve is typhus, he can do that. And with this gather, we can also explain shitas ha-rosh in perek ha-shalech in simen chof. That even though shvius is only mishamed at the end, nevertheless, from the beginning already, Beis Din does not get involved to collect any debts. And the malva himself shouldn't be noiges, he shouldn't demand the money. There's already a lav of lo yigos. He just doesn't have to cancel it. If the loiva wants to pay, the loiva can pay. So you see the same type of gedil that already from the beginning of the year, you're now allowed to demand the money back, but there's still a chov. What appears pshat is he doesn't have a koyach hatvio. So now we understand very well that the Yisraimim Ketanim need a Puzbul, because we already explained that the Ovid Lo Imahani is not a Toilodo of the Isur, that the Isur is Moinea the Chalois, but rather, so we explain the Pasuk, that besides the Isur, he's also not able to do it. There's also no Chalos. In other words, there are two Inyanim in the Pasuk. One is the Etzem Ha'Aveira, and number two is the Ovid Lo Imahani. It's called Milsa Dom Rachmana. Asur the Me'avad is what God said you're not allowed to do. That's number one, that's the Isser. And number two is the Avid Loi Mahani. It's not effective. So if so, Hu Adin, Linyan Lav Delo Yigos. That even though Linyan Ha Isser, Ketanim Lav B'nei Mitzvahs Ninhu, but Linyan the Chiddush of the Torah, that the la, that the Chov is not a bar tviya, it is not demandable, and the Malva has no koyach tviya, the Malva has no power, no rights to demand the money. This is shayich even in Ketanim, since it's a din of mammon that's nageh to the Etzem HaChov. It's not a toilad of the Isser. If it was a toilad of the Isser, Tanim don't have the Isser. But now we're saying, יש שני דברים נפרדים כפי שהערכנו כבר בשיעורים הקודמים. יש את האיסור ויש את החלות. And Yavad Loi Mahani is saying that when the Torah says not to do something, it's saying A, it's Aser, and B, on a completely separate plane, you're not even able to do it. Not even possible, not even effective. Which means, for our purposes, in our context, what it means is, is that there's an isser of collecting the choyv of shviyas, and number two, you don't even have the koyach to do so. You're not even able to. That's what it means. Loy mahani. Loy mahani means you're not even able to. Not even possible. So here also we're saying to the katan, mitzad the isser, you're right, you have no isser. But what about mitzad koyach hatviya? You don't have a koyach hatviya. And that's why you need the principle that he should have a koyach hatviya. Gevaldik. Now, now that we made those step after step, gevaldik sheva gevaldikim. Me'ata nira bebiur chov shel ribit v'chiyuv hashavat ribit. Al pi ha'yisodot shenetbaru b'din yavid lo mehani. So now we'd like to talk about the chov of ribis and hashavas haribis based on the principles that we have explicated. I like that word. And that is shebe'emet shorash din ribit eino ela milta disura bilvad. The shorash din ribis is just iser. And mitzad mamanis, there's a chov and there's piron chov, like we saw in the ritvo that we started the series with. But that's all according to Abaye, who holds mehani. That if you do it, it is effective. So therefore, all we have here by ribis is the loy savet. All you have is the iser. But mitzad din mamon, there's a chov. That's all abaye. But the Rava holds yavid loy mahani, and that's how we paskin according to many poskim and kesef mishnah perikim lachos ma'abla v'loch alaf rabbi kiveir rabbi tshuvas that we already quoted in simin kof chof tes be'emez dinu shelo yachov klal kevin sheish lava k'tzitzis haribis v'yitziris chov haribis. Really there shouldn't be a debt at all, because there's a lav on making the ribis and creating this the debt of ribis. But since the ikar iser of establishing ribis, of setting ribis, is that through this ktsitsa, through this establishing of ribis, he's noisheich his friend, he's biting his friend, like it says in the Torah, lo sesimon alav neshech, hare mitzad klola diavid loy mahani, lo haisa ktsitsa po'eles chaloischi of ribis. V'nimsa deloy kovad biktsitsa v'loy midi. Wait a second, we have a klal of yavad loy mahani. So what does that mean? That means that the ikar iser is ktsitzas ribis, through which he's biting his friend, but then we say yavad loy mahani. So this shouldn't be effective. The ktsitsa shouldn't activate a chiyuv ribis, and therefore the ktsitsa is nothing. Setting the ribis is nothing, because mitzad the ma'ase ktsitsa itself, you can't say davar memor derachmana, because the ikar iser is mitzad that the loive is misnashech umischaser. He's lacking the loive, but the ktsitsa is not mischayev. He's not misnashech. He's not being bidden. And whenever, as we discussed in a previous shiur, whenever without a chalois there's no iser, Rava agrees, demahani. Rava agrees that there is a chalos, because if you say that there, if there's no chalos, there's no iser, then it will emerge that it's not an aveira anymore, because it's no, there's no chalos. Memela, there's no iser. Meaning, if you say that there's no chalos, and that saying there's no chalos will mean that there's no iser in such an event, then if you say Iyavad Loi Mahani, then there's no iser. It never starts. He's never over our Meimad Rachmana. So there, in such a case, we spoke about this at length in a previous year. In such a case, Rava holds Mahani. Rava holds that it is effective, it is chal. If you can have an iser, without a chalos, so there Rava holds lo Mahani. It's not chal. But if you can't have an iser without a chalos, if in this particular case, without the chalos, there'll be no iser, in such a case, Rava holds Mahani. As we explained, because the pasuk is saying that it's aser, but we're explaining the pasuk to mean normally that it's aser and there's no chalos. But then it will come out that it's not aser. So how can the pasuk say that it's aser in an instance where the aser needs the chalos? So therefore, Rava says, no. Rava would hold that in such a case that without the chalos, if the chalos is in chal, and there's no iser at all, there we say Mahani. There we say it is chal. Because again, we're talking about how to interpret the pasuk. So in the long way, you interpret the pasuk to say two things. There's no iser, and there's no chalos. You are not allowed to do it, and you're not even able to do it. But if we say that the not allowed to is taller than the being able to, then how can the pasuk tell us that it's aser? Because it's not aser, because there's no chalos, and mil is no iser. But the pasuk says it's aser. So therefore, in such a case, we're going to interpret it differently. We're going to interpret that the pasuk is only telling us that it's aser, but it is chal. And therefore, Rabbi says this is an exception, and we say Mahani. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's effective. And that would be the case over here by Ribbis. That really there should be no chov. But if there's no chov, then there's no iser in the Torah asert. So therefore, what do we say? We say there is an iser, and it's chal. The chalos iser is chal. The chalos ribis is chal. וגם דאין איסור לקיחת ריבית אלא שהיא קצוצה ואם הקציצה לא חייבה הריבית נשנות אלא אחר כך אין הריבית קצוצה and כן מה שעשרה תורה לקיחת ריבית מודחת לך לחיוב. Right, the Torah says that you're not allowed to take ribis, but there's only an iser of lekichas ribis if you establish the ribis. But if you say it's not chal, then there's no ribis to start with. So it must be that what's the Torah telling you? The Torah is telling you that it is chal, but it's aser. And therefore it's a case of neshech, lo sesimon alav neshech, because it's really no sheichim. And therefore Rav is going to hold, this is an exception to the rule. Normally loy mahani, but here it's one of those cases of mahani.
It
would appear, moreover, that even if he collects the ribis b'chovo, it should be roy that he shouldn't be koine the dmei ribis, because the Torah says don't take it. But since the Torah is megalat the chov ribis, the chov gamor, because otherwise, if there's not a chov gamor, then there's no ktsitsa and there's no nashech and tarbis, and therefore, what's the Torah talking about? There's no such metzias. So it must be that the piroin haribis is a piroin gamur. V'kina'o amalve v'arehu shelo. Shechov she'no litan lepiroin lav chov mikri. So it must be the piroin is a piroin, and the malve is koinet, and it's really his. Because we know that it's a chov, and if it's a chov, it's not payable, then it's not a chov. And that's exactly what the Ritva means. When the Ritva says that most ribis is a kinyan, that when the loiva pays the most ribis, it's a kinyan. And it's mamun gamur. Because choiv ribis is a choiv gamur. So now we have pshat in the Ritva. Why is it a chov? Because it has to be. Because if you say that there's no chov, then there's no such thing as ribis. It never started, and yet the Torah asked for ribis. So it must be the Torah asked it, but it's really a chov. Even according to Rabbah, holds normally loy mahani, here mahani. And yet, even after all is said and done, he's kind of the ribis, the malva's kind of the ribis, but there's still no koach hatviya. The ovid loy mahani, as we spoke about in the previous shir, is effective to say that there's no koach tviya. Even medinei mamonis. And therefore, al tikach, meito, neshech v'tarbis, means you don't have the koach to take. So even if you take it, it's yours, but you don't have the koch to be toveit, to demand it. And that's what we saw in a previous year, that even in an instance where the klal of Yavad Loi Mahani is not completely moinea the chalos, whatever chalos can be chal is chal. Like we saw by Oines Shagiresh, that even though the divorce is chal, but the loy mahani is effective to say, yeah, but he has to take her back. So you also, the loy mahani is effective, not that there should be no chov, there's a chov, but it's effective, and he has no koach hatviyah. And now, meken farshtein, was shteiten gemora irchin, that we learn, that a goy, who is mekabel upon himself, lodun bedina Yisrael, shouldn't be taking ribis. Aye, enoch, he's not musar ala ribis. But it's not only yisr, it's also mammon. That you have no koach hatviyah. So since he was makabel upon himself, lodim dina yisrael, this is included. And even though he's not involved in the yisr, but he still has the yavad loy mahani is announced the yisr, it's two separate dinim. So therefore this guy, even though he's not Musar in the Yisr, but he's Makabal upon himself and Mominus to be Noe Ki Yisrael. So he said to him, if you were to Makabal upon yourself, Moministic, not to be Noe Ki Yisrael, then you shouldn't be taking ribis, because you have no Koach HaTvi on this ribis. Okay, we haven't gotten yet to the end of the road, but we definitely made a lot of advancement. And we just, when we started the shir, we showed stiros. as to whether there is a chov of ribus or is not a chov of ribus. We saw from Kedushin Vav Amud Beis, from Rashi, it's mashman, so writes the Ritva, that there is a chov. It is a chov gomer. So on from Bava Metzia, that it is a chov, Samachay Amud Aleph. Then we had a kasha from Bava Kama, Kufir Beis Amud Aleph. It's mashman there, it's not a chov. So, for Zoyche, then in the last shiur we will resolve that as well. Baruch Hashem, we saw Niflos Rabbos Mitaras Hashem, and this is in this din of Ribis and Yavad Loi Mahani, and we should be Zoyche Lumod Ulam Edushma Las Kaims Kolu Salam Teresa Behav Amen Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you so much for listening.